Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 15 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English and numerous other languages are available to you all the time and anytime on the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging on to the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. For the past few weeks on Hope for Today, we've been studying from Daniel chapter 4, and our study is titled The Most High Rules. In our previous studies, I said there were several events that led King Nebuchadnezzar to acknowledge this fact, that the Most High rules. The first event was a tranquil kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar was feeling secure and prosperous. His military campaigns were over, and he had peace throughout his extensive empire. From his perspective, it's time for a well-deserved rest. It's time to enjoy his great accomplishments. Then the second event we looked at was a terrifying dream. How quickly the king's thoughts changed from tranquility to terror. He rehearses this terrible dream for Daniel and asks him to interpret what it means. That puts Daniel in a difficult position. Let's learn more as I read Daniel chapter 4 and verses 1 to 18. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation. But you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, in which there was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. For your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beasts of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you, after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men, and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, What have you done? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor, my splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to put down. Now it's up to Daniel to tell the king what the dream means. That leads us to the next event, which is the troubling interpretation. Daniel is introduced earlier in the chapter in verses 8 and 9. Of all King Nebuchadnezzar's wise men, only Daniel has the ability to correctly interpret dreams. Now, why Daniel wasn't summoned first, we can only guess. Perhaps the king realized that the frightening dream didn't portend well for him. Or perhaps, as I suggested earlier, the king still hoped to salvage the reputation of his gods as being more powerful than Jehovah. Some readers may question why Nebuchadnezzar uses Daniel and Belteshazzar in his communique. Well, remember, this report is going to the whole world, while actually just those parts under the king's authority. So using both names, the Hebrew and the Chaldean, would have clarified across the empire exactly who was being spoken about. The king expresses confidence in Daniel's ability to interpret the dream because the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. When Daniel hears the details of the king's dream, he's deeply troubled and is silent for a considerable period of time. The ASV renders it this way, stricken dumb for a while. He didn't want to tell the king the meaning of the dream. And so as the king observed Daniel's demeanor, he came to his rescue. He said, Belteshazzar, don't let the dream or the interpretation alarm you. Daniel's response shows his high regard for the king. He said, My Lord, may the dream be for those who hate you and its interpretation for your enemies. Then Daniel interprets the dream in verses 20 to 26. To begin, he rehearses the dream scene by scene to let the king know that he's completely understood what he's been told. That assures Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel is accurately interpreting the dream. Daniel identifies the tree as representing the king. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. Your greatness has grown and reaches to heaven, and your dominion to the ends of the earth. Daniel then goes on to rehearse the appearance of the Watcher, the Holy One, coming down with the heavenly decree in all of its details. I believe Daniel reluctantly tells the king that he will be driven out of his palace and take his place with the beasts of the field. He will eat grass like an ox, and he will be wet with each morning dew. This condition will last until 7 periods of time, most likely 7 years, pass over him. All of this is to bring the king to the place where he knows experientially that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and he gives those kingdoms to whomever he wills. Daniel further assures the king that the command to leave the stump of the tree in the earth means the kingdom will be eventually restored to him. Nebuchadnezzar, in spite of his pride, was to know the graciousness of God in his own experience. In verse 27, Daniel, in his love for the king, issues an appeal to him. He urges Nebuchadnezzar to break off his sins and to practice righteousness. No doubt, the king had been cruel and morally wicked to those that he ruled over. He most likely exploited people in the building of his magnificent city. Most kings, like Nebuchadnezzar, had little regard for the value of human life. Daniel calls the king to renounce his iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. He says, "If you do these things, God may lengthen your prosperous reign." You know, this appeal should be a warning to each of us. We too often walk in pride. But God is willing to extend grace to us when we repent and acknowledge our complete dependence on Him. He wants us to acknowledge Him and to live in service to others. Sadly, the king accepted Daniel's interpretation, but he failed to accept Daniel's counsel. That leads us to the next event, which is the tormented existence. 1 year has passed since Nebuchadnezzar's strange dream and Daniel's interpretation of that dream. The king is walking in his palace, one of his crowning architectural achievements. As he looks out over the magnificent city, his heart swells with pride. "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power, as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. In the meantime, if you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, The Most High Rules. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Most High Rules. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, The Most High Rules. It's available either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, The Most High Rules. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.